Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, so we had a couple, actually quite a few polls up there. Not sure if we had one about Hugh and his rugby era. I can't believe we found this out today. I can't believe we found. What did you do again?
I did, Seven Nations?
Seven Nations.
Seven Nations?
Rugby? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, but you also did something with dancing, the Irish step dancing?
Yeah, I would learn how to Irish step. That's no joke either.
Can you still do it?
Nah.
I mean, we're on YouTube if you want to.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. We had a couple polls up today. Number one, is the tush push the Eagles' identity? No at 80%. I agree with that. It's not their identity. Kyle believes it is. Who's the best hitter on the Phillies, Schwarber or Harper? 74% for Kyle Schwarber.
Because they're in the moment. People in the moment. And right now, Kyle Schwarber's that dude.
He is. And he's been that dude for a year now. For a year, he's been the best hitter on the Phillies. What's your gut feel on the tush push vote? It's gone or it's going to stay? 65% say it is gone here. And then who won, Jolly versus Giglio? Right now, Jolly in the lead. I always lose the vote. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I do. I always lose the vote. That's just the way it goes, and that's fine. Jolly, if you believe Jolly won, he certainly deserves your vote. If you believe I won, you probably vote for Jolly anyway. Jolly winning this thing, 65%. I do think part of it is I'm fighting an uphill battle. A lot of people are scared, like Jolly, of putting Painter in the bullpen because he might get hurt. I'm not afraid of that. He's 2 years moved off of Tommy John. All right, before we get to Nick Sirianni and his press conference, first one since getting paid. You think we get a brand new Sirianni, or is he the same guy?
Oh, he got to get brand new. He got more money in his pocket. You get brand new. It's okay.
Mm-mm.
You get brand new.
No, I can't.
I disagree.
Have new.
He's, well, yeah. Like one, I disagree that he should act brand new.
I need him to
why
be
not?
The same
because we want we. Do
he got
we,
that new
are
found
we just,
money.
We're just done winning, I guess. And
no, he wants to still win, but he got that new found money.
No, but
you
sometimes,
act
but
brand new.
But Hugh, like sometimes that takes away from where your head's at.
Yep.
Like,
no,
you made like, this. You said this about Jalen when he got paid.
No, and
he was acting brand new.
It was inevitable. It was inevitable.
Well,
but what happened then? We lost all the games.
I want it to be avoidable.
But see, here's the difference between Coach Sirianni and Jalen. We have checks and balances for Coach Sirianni's stupidity, named Big Dom. Like Big Dom is the equalizer in this situation.
Is he going to be caught making fourth down decisions?
Big Dom coaches. Big Dom making moves.
Fourth down decisions.
Well, Big Dom has been in the coach staff for like a year, so
he's not coaching.
Joe. Kyle, have you seen it? Have you been watching it on the sideline?
Yeah, he's not coaching. I have.
Big Dom has a headset.
Okay. That's wonderful.
He has veto
power. Listening
to
Taylor Swift.
Hold on a second. He has veto power over what?
I'm making all of this up, but the fact that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad we could admit that.
Like, I've gotten to the point now that when I say certain things and it irritates y'all, I just like to see y'all irritated.
Yeah, you lean into it. I know he's not coaching. You want to fool me for a second.
No, okay.
Here's the worst part. Perception becomes reality.
Headset.
I know, but people are going to pick out one little thing they heard today. And someone's going to go back into work. Someone's on a lunch break and they're like, you know what I heard you say on the air? Big Dom has veto power over plays.
I'm sorry, y'all. I just like the fact that.
You're poisoning minds in the Delaware Valley.
You're right. I need to stop. You're right. I didn't take it.
I can see the Pro Football Talk article.
Sorry. You're right.
Former Eagle, Big Dom has veto power on the sidelines.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Because it could turn into
you're an Eagles Hall of Famer.
You are messy, man.
You're so messy.
I am so messy.
This hurt your status as an Eagles great.
Y'all want to see how messy. Yeah. Y'all better not go to my Twitter, then.
What'd you do now? It's another Joy Taylor thing.
No, I didn't. No, I left that one alone. You know, it was out of my league, dog. I can't. You know what I mean?
She's got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know what? I was thinking. I saw Al the other day. Right, we were at the golf tournament. We did the stateside, the golf tournament. And I said, Al, I thought about you the other day. And he was like, "What do you mean?" Al used to always tell, "Don't hunt what you can't kill." So, you know, the whole Joy Taylor thing when she said, what, 25 to 70?
Yeah.
And then, you know.
You're out?
It's a wrap. Kiss the baby.
I don't think you're in that age range.
Well.
Yeah, but he's closer to the top of the range than the bottom.
But no, let's be honest.
She put it at 70.
But let's be honest, man. Let's be honest about that. And I am happy that Joy Taylor is leaning into whatever it is that she's leaning into. She's leaning into her sexuality. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I say that with all sincerity. But at the same time, 25 to 70. Now, we all know what that age range means in that age demographic. I mean, you know, the 25, I'm not in that spectrum.
Not even close.
But I'm closer to
you're
that
well
70.
Within the, no, so hold on. But wait a minute.
No, because that's the back-to-backs. The 25, them the back-to-back.
I think we'd have to ask him what the cutoff point is for back-to-backs.
No, but I'm just saying, the 25,
well, that's
probably about in the early... The late 30s, but the 70 group is the sugar daddy.
Yeah, there's no
that's
back
the
to back.
Zaddy group.
There might not
you know
even
what I mean?
Back, yeah.
That's the sponsor group. Sponsor group, and I'm not trying to be a sponsor.
But hold on, because if I'm looking to buy something and I set my budget as $50 to $200,
how we lost Joe.
I'm willing to buy something that's $150.
We lost Joe. Hey, listen.
But why are you eliminating yourself from the range when that's the range?
Because we've already established two things on this show. I'm frugal and I'm frugal. And when she's saying 25 to 70, I'm skewing more of this in the Zaddy range. And in the Zaddy range,
she
that
put
means,
the limit at 70. I mean, that's within that.
That's like, bread breaking. That I ain't
but
trying
you're
to,
like,
you know, that's vacation. That's on Yakutus.
You think it's going to cost you more money being closer to 70?
I think what Hugh's saying is he doesn't have the energy of the 25-year-old. He doesn't want to spend the money like the 7-year-old. He
okay.
doesn't fit either of those
ranges. You okay. know what? Joe reads me so way. Yeah. Joe, no.
He doesn't have what he needs to be 25. Yo, he doesn't want to spend what he needs to be 70.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have
for the
energy.
Spunk and two
for
frugal.
Back to back. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm not in the sweet okay. spot anymore.
All right.
I'm not that Vero Thundercat that I used to
basically,
be.
Basically, he's saying he's frugal and kind of old now, and it's over. I mean, that's
you know what I'm saying? And so that's why when I thought about those words that Al used to say,
it's good advice.
Don't hunt what you can't
sure.
kill.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll just admire from afar.
And
you know what I mean? And just
lather
stay
Vaseline
in
on
my
me.
Lane. Have you know? Hang out. You know, in my area, in my circle.
What's your area?
Whatever that is.
I don't know if I want to know. Don't want
to
know.
Whatever my circle is, but boy, 25 to 70. That's a hell of a range.
So yeah, you really long thought
no,
this.
But I just realized what it is she was saying. I mean, she basically that's what she was
yeah,
saying.
Sometimes you got to read between the lines, Kyle. And
I think that's fair.
There's benefits to both. Yep. And like I said, I'm not mad at her because she can do. I mean, she's in her sweet spot. So, I mean, hey, I'll just admire from afar.
All right, from that to Neil in the Northeast talking about Jolly being right. What's up, Neil?
He wasn't ready.
Neil?
He's not ready.
What do you think Neil's doing?
Listening to these
tough day on the phones today.
It's not. It's been. Yeah. Maybe it's our fault. Maybe it's Neil's.
I'll take the L.
Neil back on hold. Jerry is up on WIP. What's up, Jerry? Jerry.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
How we doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad, man. I thought I had Hugh's clues. I was thinking Hugh's favorite spot, Bass Pro Shop. But I'm like, man, do they have a food court in there? And I started thinking, I'm like, never thought of Costco.
Yeah,
but
those $1.50 glizzies. I mean, it's tough to.
Yeah, you ain't no glizzy.
The $1.50 glizzy. So, I don't know about the debate. It was pretty good. I thought Johnny was going to fly off the handle more. But, I agree with you, Joe, because I didn't think you're going to hurt anything. I mean, come on. The dude's been pitching all his life. Just because they had Tommy John's Thursday, you know, if we're trying to win a World Series, you got a guy coming out of the bullpen throwing a couple innings. He's not, like you said, he's not going to pitch that many games in the playoffs anyway.
Right. And look, Jerry, if he had the surgery last year, that'd be different, because then I'd be worried about, you know.
It's been, what, 2 years now?
July is 2 years post-surgery. He's fine.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't see. If anybody should go to the bullpen, it'll be Noah or freaking Ranger. You know, those two, or maybe the boy they brought up the other day to pitch that one game. He pitched a hell of a game.
Mick Abel, he was awesome.
Yeah, he did a great job, I'll tell you what. But, yeah, the Tush Push, I think we're going to be cooked on that one. But all I want to know, I hope they pull the Buddy Ryan thing that Buddy did to Dallas and just run the score up on everybody they're beating and just keep scoring and shove it square up the freaking teams, NFL's asses about this thing. Because it is, it's such a shame how bad the NFL looks when you got teams crying about a play that one team perfected and now they want to take it away. Because we won.
It's sour grapes, Jerry. That's what it is. And it's Goodell, who's a big baby, out to get the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. He's the biggest baby of all, so. All right, fellas, I'll see you on Friday. I'll be going home, baby. I'm going to Chickies and Peace. Yeah!
All right, Jerry.
All right, guys. All right.
There it is. Jerry's going to be at Chickies on Friday. Good job, Jerry. We appreciate the phone call. He's going to come home. I don't know where Jerry is. I mean, I guess he's on his route. He's doing his thing. But he said coming home. I didn't know he wasn't here. When people call us on the road, I don't know where they are.
Well, if you're the truck horn guy, then...
No, I know, but he could be anywhere.
That's right.
I mean, who knows? Maybe he's passing to Bucky's right now.
Bucky's. Yeah,
Bucky's. I feel like he would have mentioned that.
Probably.
No, I'm going to go to Bucky's in about, what, a month?
So we never fully got to... I think we had to go to a quick break. What did you end up getting at Costco, and what did you go in there for?
I went in there to get some protein, because, you know, it's shredding season, so, you know, you get your protein. So
like protein powders or food?
No, the food. Like, I got some... They had the beef skewers. Mm-hmm. They had some of those. Got a good deal on those. Got two packs of those. And then got some chicken. Got some beef and chicken, some vegetables. And it was just overwhelming. It was a lot of people in Costco.
Costco's the place to be.
A lot of people. And they're rude. They don't like to get out the way. And they like to just hover in the middle of the lane their cart.
Oh, Costco is a problem. Yeah.
Hit them with my nicest black person voice. I said, and I, you know.
Are you going to imitate it right now?
Excuse me, because you got to, you know, as a bigger black dude, you got to try to present as not, you know.
You can't give me yo.
Aggressive. You can't be overly aggressive, because I could have hit with yo, excuse me, but I didn't do that. Excuse me, please. And they still didn't move. So then I had to drop the octave.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me.
Did they hear
so
that?
They, I mean, but I'm saying, I just started out, Joe, the first way I did it. Because I'm trying to be nice.
It's almost like the dad says, don't make me raise my voice.
Yeah, but they don't hear that. Yeah. And it's, you know, you have the people in there that I guess they think that for whatever reason you're about to grab the same thing that they're about to grab. And it's a bad look. They get a little bit in their feelings a little bit. So, yeah, it can be a little bit overwhelming. So I had that going on and the people not getting out the way. So I got what I needed. I saw a TV. That had a really good price.
I got a TV at Costco recently. Great price.
I was like, but do I need it? See, because that's what it is. That's why I get overwhelmed. Because it's like, oh, that's a good price. Then you had that conversation. Do you need a TV, though? What are you going to do with it? You already got a TV.
But it's,
you
know, good value. You just got to get it.
And I looked for a coffee maker. They didn't have one of those. Because I wanted to get a K-cup.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to.
They didn't have everything.
They didn't have a K-cup. But it all depends on when you go into the store, because the inventory is always changing. Yeah. Saw some golf pants.
You get
thought
some?
About, I thought about it, but
we
they
got,
didn't have
we,
my...
We have two outings to go to in the next couple weeks.
They did not have my size.
Yeah.
Because I, you know...
They
like,
skew
even
a lot
though,
of... I'd say Costco has mostly XLs. Yeah. That's where they kind of... That's
you
their
know,
sweet spot.
To put, and everybody's XL is not cut as generous as some people. You know what I mean? So you got to be careful, because you don't want to be sitting around looking like David Lee Roth did when they had that picture that was going around viral.
Oh, boy, the comment section there.
Boy, I tell you, the comment. You saw that one? God, did I see that picture?
No. Well, maybe David
Lee
did,
Roth. No, he sent it to the group chat.
Yeah, David Lee Roth was on stage.
Yeah, unfortunately, I went to the comment section after he said
your algorithm's about to be toast.
Oh, it's bad. It is a mess.
But you know what the best part about me sending you guys pictures? Is when Joe gets messy and he starts sending them back.
this is why my algorithm's still clean is because I don't click on the stuff half the time.
I try to avoid it.
What do you do? You be like, oh, hell, this is huge.
Headline read.
No, I dive right in and then my algorithm's toast for 2 weeks. It's just ridiculous.
See, I've been saving y'all, though, because I sent y'all half the stuff. That my algorithm that I've been seeing lately.
Yeah, that's not for work. 215-592-9490. If you're listening, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, live from the Tasty Cake Studios as we await.
What are we doing?
We're waiting.
He's not even close to brand new, Hugh. He's the same guy.
Same late Sirianni to his press conference.
15 minutes late. It's so annoying. I'm sorry.
This is the one.
That's what I'm saying, but when you get paid, you got to lean into it. He ain't coming back. He about 10 more minutes late.
Now, this is the one needle in the haystack of Kyle. Loving Nick Sirianni.
It really is.
Is that he's consistently late to his press conferences. Maybe he's signed that contract. Maybe he's literally signing it right now. And he's going to come out just throwing cash everywhere.
There's no excuse. Get to the presser on time.
Totally brand new. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Jay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Yo, man. You and Jolly, man. That needs to be some type of annual thing. Once a week. Once a month, something, man. Y'all,
more than annual.
That was awesome.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I have the energy for once a week, Jay. That's a whole lot.
They start out civil, and then it just goes off the rails. It's really interesting.
That's literally 0 to 100 right there. Like they go, you're right. Like they're so polite to each other at first, and then by the end of it, you know they're just holding back. So I love it. But I do gotta agree with Joe. Jolly made some good points. But man, we can't be scared. Like he's 2 years removed, man. You got like bring the young fella up at this point, man. And you know we need him. We can use him. So I'm all for him being a reliever, man. I think it makes a whole lot of sense. And he gets a taste of some real action in the postseason. That would be great for him. And then he can next year go back to being a starter. I think you got it right, Joe. That's what we need to do.
Well, I hope they listen. I'm not sure if they will. I think they're holding out, and they don't want to have to do this. But they might change their mind, Jay. We'll see what happens when we get to August. All right, Jay, what do you got on the tush push?
They're definitely going to get rid of it. Hey, man, look, men with that type of money and power, when they push for things, they normally get what they want. And they're pushing this. You know, they let us know, like, we're not leaving this alone until we get what we want. So that leads me to believe that, you know, they're going to ban it, you know. But hopefully it's just a rallying cry for the team. I think we got the perfect coach. I don't know about X's and O's with Nick Sirianni, but you talk about a dude who motivates and gets guys to follow, that's Nick Sirianni. So now he's got a rallying cry. Oh, yeah. So go ahead and ban our tush push, and we're just going to run Saquon and Dylan down y'all's faces, right over your faces. The whole NFC East, I love it.
Well, and they will. They will definitely use it as a rallying cry. Jay, we appreciate the phone call. Jay just brought my thought process to something. Hugh, do you think this actually is going to become a good thing for the Eagles?
As far as like, the motivation?
Let's go under the premise they ban it, because you and I both think this thing is gone. Could they spin it as a good thing, or be like, yeah, it's not good because we just lost our most successful play?
Well, I think they want to keep it because it's something that they – you know, innovated, and it's something that they're really, really good at. But I also feel like they kind of felt for years that this might be the case. So there's going to be something off of it. There's going to be, you know, something similar to the tush push. Because all you're talking about in this is the lineup. You don't like the push.
That's what's going to be banned, the push.
But how are you going to stop the lineup? Say, for instance, you put the white gorilla back there. What you call him? The white rhino?
Vanilla gorilla.
Okay, my fault.
What the fuck?
Vanilla white, same
thing. You said everything but the actual name.
Vanilla and white are the same.
I don't want to.
I'm a white guy. I'm not a vanilla guy.
Sort of vanilla. Not, well, I guess it all depends on what you're saying. I'm trying to get out of this.
Interchangeable? Buried yourself with the Tyler Hero thing.
In this racial climate, I don't want
to. I'll do it. If I say all vanilla people, people are like, what are you talking about, vanilla?
But
but I say is, all white people, well, people laugh.
But see, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking about white chocolate.
People vanilla be confused. Ice. People
who was his name? I was thinking about white chocolate and vanilla ice. It was a fusion of both of them.
I mean, he wouldn't be the vanilla gorilla if he wasn't a white guy.
I
can be honest.
That. But yeah. It's not a typical interchangeable thing.
Well.
You want to make it that way? I mean, I'm good with whatever we want to do.
Too. I mean, all vanilla is the color white.
Okay.
And white people are often referred to as vanilla.
But vanilla bean and vanilla could have a different hue.
Since we are having this, conversation,
we're at it.
Since we're having this conversation,
let's continue to expound.
Can I introduce the angry Africans? Can I reintroduce that?
We told you no.
I'm saying, but we're here.
That's where Joe and I have to put our feet down.
Now you're going
to
get angry vanillas in here, all right?
We can address the vanilla
thing. Wait a minute, and not the angry vanillas. What are we doing? I'm just saying, since we've come to this racial impasse.
We have not come to a racial impasse.
No, I'm saying, but we're in a good place. We're right here in the show, we're in a good place.
We are.
Can I introduce the angry African?
No.
Okay, fine. I just...
Joe and I can't... we can't walk with
this
you there.
This is a solo thing. This is just a you thing.
Okay.
We can get on board with calling us vanilla.
How about this? You know what we're going to do? Do our shows from Eagles training camp, if we have Aziz Ojulari...
We can ask.
Ask him if he...
If we can say angry Africans.
Well, no, you could ask. I want you to ask two questions. Okay, one, can two. You say it? And then you look at me and point to me and say, can Joe say it too?
All right, we can do that.
And I'm not saying I'm going to listen when he says it's okay, but I will take it under consideration.
Okay.
But he'll probably look at you like, nah, this guy's not allowed to say that. Get him out of here. Let's go to Mike in Medford. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I just wanted to direct some attention to the faulty reasoning, saying the tush push is causing injuries. I played football for 8 years, and I think the momentum of a handoff to a sack line is more prone to an injury than the tush push. There's no handoff. There's no momentum like that. There's only the push from behind. I was playing one time, and a guy got really hurt on a goal line stance like that. So I have a real problem with their faulty reasoning, in my opinion, and I think it's going to go. I think it's going to go by the wayside.
Well, Mike, I agree, and you talk about their faulty reasoning. The whole injury concern thing and the way they've cited that players get hurt, even though there's no data, is one of the most ridiculous rule change things I've ever seen. Like, yeah, there's been plenty of things in the NFL that have changed over the years because of real and legitimate injury data, right? The kickoff and the concussion numbers.
You're talking about momentum.
Yes.
There's more momentum on a handoff.
Yes. All of that stuff. I'm for player safety. Like, I don't need it to be 1991 again and everyone just bangs their head into each other. Like, I'm okay with the game changing, but this just feels like they're coming up with reasons because they just don't like the play.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And that's psychology for you. They're going to come up with a lame reason.
Lame.
Defend what they want to do, and it's not correct. Like I said, it's ridiculous reasoning. Just say, I don't want it. That's it. Don't give me a faulty reason. Don't freaking lie to me, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, man. If you don't like it, just say I don't like it. I could deal with that, but to sit there and stutter and try to make up different excuses of why you don't want to do it, to me, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it, Mike. Man, we appreciate the phone call. Well, that's what it is, and even the thing that Diana Rossini brought up today that even perhaps the Packers were the team that was the one to make the proposal, so no one could say, well, it was that owner, right? Like, because they don't have a principal owner. They don't have their Jeffrey Lurie. They don't have their Jerry Jones. They don't have their Bob Kraft. It's a public team. So, you know, who do we blame from the Packers, right? If it was the Cowboys, we would say Jerry Jones wants this out because he hates the Eagles. Yeah. So they really are jumping through hoops to get this play out. That's why when this vote comes down, I don't think we're going to win, Hugh, because if Goodell's going this far, he's going to get what he wants.
No, I don't think we're going to win either, Joe. I feel like when you like I told you, I get told a story about when you had to call in favors and call people to figure out where it's at, it's probably not going to go your way.
Yeah, you know you're fighting uphill.
Yeah, you're cooked. You're cooked. And it just feels like that's going to be the case. But I think the Eagles will be fine. This is just another feather in the cap as far as having motivation to be better than everybody else this season.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to Ron and Monco talking some Phils as they're on pace for 99 wins. What's up, Ron?
Are fighting.
That's right.
So, you know, I just popped you guys on, you know, and I've been wanting to call in, but there was really nothing going on. So, but I just heard
appreciate
it just in time. It's like, not, it's not the brown gorilla or even like the silver back gorilla.
It's the white gorilla.
No, it's not.
The white gorilla.
It's the vanilla.
No, it's the vanilla gorilla.
Vanilla gorilla.
It's the vanilla gorilla.
Vanilla.
Yeah, I screwed that up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So listen. Don't get all crazy about beating up, coming back and beating up on the Rockies. Okay. I'm gonna give you the theme here. If you haven't seen the theme with the Phillies yet, mm-hmm. and this is the theme they've had for a long time, especially in the last 2 years. Okay. Yeah. What they do, okay, a quality or above average to top quality pitching, they can't touch. Can't touch it, okay? So what they do is they're beating up the little guys, they get into the bullpen, and they destroy them. So their runs are not scored until the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th inning. Really, in the 7th, 8th inning, that's when they're scoring all the runs, okay? Now, what do you think is going to happen when they get into the playoffs?
Well, it's going to be hard. It's going to be harder to do that. I mean, that's most teams in the playoffs have quality bullpens. Yeah,
right. And then you got this losing this guy over here. I'm sitting here watching this guy throw 102. I think he hit 103 that night, that one night. And I'm saying to myself, my God, he's throwing gas like I never. I said to myself, I've never seen him throw 102. Never. I seen him throw 100. I've seen him touch 101, maybe once or twice in the time he's been here. He's throwing every pitch 102. Okay, you think people ain't watching you? They monitor everything in the MLB. That's why he got popped. Okay, because they see the gas that this guy's throwing, and they look at his history, and it's you know, 1-1 equal 2 here. You know what I mean?
So you feeling good about the Phillies or not?
You know what? I'm just watching them, and I'm telling you, I'm just not going crazy for them ever, because once they get to the playoffs.
Hey, that was timely right there, Kyle. That was a good drop.
Yeah, once they get to the playoffs, it's gonna be probably one and done.
Damn.
You know, I think so. But I'm telling you, I can say this, guys. I see guys on this team that are trying to do the small ball thing and work the pitcher. I do see some of these guys doing it. So if they want to
really calm.
Actually, I think this is Ron's best phone call. I mean, one of the better ones.
Anything else, Ron?
No, it's a shame. Okay.
Ron, we appreciate you, buddy.
You know what? That's why people don't like us.
We're talking about in this segment, we went through your Costco order, we solved race relations, and we played Ron from Ronco right off the stage, telling me people don't like us. Come on.
That was so rude. That was just so rude.
I just, like, you know.
Hey, Ron, I apologize on behalf of the show.
I thought there was a chance he was going to bring him back, and he just played him right out. See you, Ron. Ron is not enthused by the 99-win Pace Phillies.
Yeah, it's, you know.
They have the best record in baseball as of today.
NL.
What can they do?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
What can they do if you're not, like.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing well. I mean, yeah. I mean,
I had the hyperbole moment. You just took it from me.
They have the best record in the NL. Record.
Yeah, okay, I take that, though. I mean,
it's still good, yeah. They jumped ahead of the Mets, who are having all sorts of Juan Soto problems right now.
He's not happy. I don't understand.
He might not be happy. He's not running the ball out when he hits it. The manager up there is answering for it.
What if he quit? Like, say.
Quit?
No.
He's got $780 million to show up for 15 years.
First of all.
Quit.
No, but Joe. My thing is, this is his first year into this deal.
Yeah.
And there's already speculation that he's not happy. What is he going to do? Like, what are you going to do?
Keep showing up.
they're going to try to get rid of him.
I am.
At some point, they're going to try to get rid of him.
I'll take him. I mean, well, we're all rooting for their downfall. So the worse this goes, the better it is. Let's go to Bob in Drexel Hill. What's up, Bob?
Okay. First of all, that was weak. I got to follow that, okay, with the Rocky theme. But anyway, I want to say this. The whole NFL is going to suffer from this if they ban this. Okay? You got Lamar Jackson going around from the 3-yard line, gets stuck at the 1, and everybody comes up and pushes him in.
Mm-hmm.
You got Josh Allen coming up, you know, doing the same thing from the 4-yard line on a quarterback sneak, and they push him in. How is the NFL going to regulate this? Amani Cooper catches the ball at the three, and he's starting to struggle, and two offensive linemen come up and push him in the end zone. I don't get it. How are they going to regulate this?
Well, they're going to call a 10-yard penalty, Bob.
Well, what's going to happen, and this is usually how it happens, because we've seen this before. Remember when they changed the rule about the roughing the passer? Remember that? And how in the preseason – they were dropping a lot of flags for roughing the passer. Like it was just egregious how many times they were doing it. And then after a while, it just went away because guys stopped doing it. They stopped taking chances hitting the quarterback. You know, you'll probably have a few people early in the season that it took at the ref's discretion, if they see it or they think that's what it is, they're probably going to overcall it, if you understand what I'm saying when I say that. They're going to overcall it. And they're going to overcall it. And then after they do that, then it's going to be in everybody's head, and they're not going to do it anymore.
But listen, I'll show you my age. I remember when the guys would go into the line and try to get a first down, and they blow the whistle. Forward progress was stopped.
Yep.
That's what this is going to be.
Yeah.
You can't do it no more.
Well, they are opening up, and you're right. It's a new can of worms they're opening up. I mean, they don't like the play. I mean, this is Goodell. He doesn't want the play anymore, and he's calling it favors. It's ridiculous. Bob, good phone call. All right, we are still planning to have the Nick Sirianni press conference when he gets to the podium. Again, you called it. He's brand new.
I told you.
This is not brand new. This is exactly what he's always done.
Because wait a minute. You say it was 15 minutes late before, right?
Yeah, he's a little
late.
Well, no. The press conferences have started. He's just not the first one.
Oh, they have.
Might be Elliot's fault. He gave us the thought that Sirianni would be first up to the podium. Might not.
So now we blame Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
With a straight face.
I'm looking for someone to blame. Okay, before we try to get to Sirianni, when he speaks, this is the first time he's speaking after signing a new deal, so we want to hear from Nick Sirianni. Of course, he'll probably be asked for the tush push again as the vote's about to come down. We did find out something new. This show's been all over the place. I mean, we've solved race relations.
Like
we had a big debate with Jolly. We talked about Schwarber and Harper. We also opened with finding out that Hugh Douglas had a past we didn't know about involving Irish step dancing. We have some audio of Hugh back in the day. Let's listen to this.
It's the final weekend of Six Nations Rugby, and there's only one thing left to make my rugby education complete, Irish step dancing. I'm here with Kevin Brosler, former national and world champion step dancer. What can you tell me about the sport of step dancing?
Well, Irish dancing comes from Ireland, obviously, and it's been handed down for centuries.
You think I have what it takes to be a dancer?
Well, I know football players are supposed to be light on their feet. I hope you're light on your feet.
I used to be. I don't know how light I am now, but we're about to find out.
Irish dancing is based on threes and sevens.
Okay.
So we'll start with a count of seven. Hop, two, three, four, five, turn. Hop, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Hop, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
I like the way you laugh.
Threes.
It makes me
one, two, three.
Feel some
two,
kind of
two,
way.
Three, this is three, good. Two, three, four, two, three, five, two, three, six, two, three, seven, two, three, eight, two, three.
Now he's laughing.
Well, I think we have a prodigy on our hands.
Hugh's
amazing. Pick up
right
those feet, Hugh.
That are listening.
I can't wait to see what he looks like tomorrow.
They want
to
see.
Oh, we post the video.
Oh, damn.
Are you excited? I'm so excited. Are you excited?
Seriously? Yeah.
Is this your first time doing this? Mine, too. This is going to be so exciting.
I didn't know you posted the video.
Yeah, we did.
This is it. This is what I've been waiting for. I've been practicing all since yesterday. Hey, see you guys next year.
Good job, Hill.
So did you go back and see them next year?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh as an Irish step dancer. The past we didn't know about Hugh Douglas. All right, we'll come back, get your phone calls. We'll get to you people if time allows. And we will have for you Nick Sirianni as soon as he gets the podium coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Baseball fans love the long ball. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on moonshots, you take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an oppo boppo, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. To claim your Dinger Tuesday prop boost. Make every moment more. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. The tush push vote is about to happen. And both Hugh and I think this thing is as good as gone. 215-592-9494 gets you in. When or if Nick Sirianni takes the podium during our show, we will bring you his press conference. First one.
That's what the new money do for you. Yeah. Make you late.
You could just show up to the podium whenever. I do wonder if
he's there when I feel like it.
Yeah, maybe he's letting the players go first. Maybe that's it. Because the players are there today at the facility. So we'll see. If we have Sirianni during our show, we will absolutely bring it to you. If not, maybe the afternoon show will. All right. We were talking earlier about the Phils now being in first place in the NL East. They jumped over the Mets last night. Hugh, a couple things. One, it's not that surprising considering the schedule, right? The Mets are in a very difficult part of their schedule, playing the Yankees over the weekend. They lost 2 out of 3. They went to Boston last night, lost. They played the Dodgers this weekend. Meanwhile, the Phillies are in the Pirates, Rockies, A's portion of the schedule. This should be a good week for the Phillies, and so far so good. And the Phillies are now back in first place, best record in the NL. Just that in itself is good, but it sounds like there's some trouble in paradise up in New York as the Mets and Juan Soto, he's not hitting like he typically does. That's one part of it.
He ain't happy.
And maybe he ain't happy being a Met. And then last night, let's listen to this. He didn't run out a ball that hit the monster, off the left field wall in Fenway. He kind of just stood there and watched it, and then he only got a single out of it. So let's hear from Carlos Mendoza. Let's hear the manager of the Mets talking about, he's going to have a little chat with Juan Soto here about this.
Soto didn't bust it out of the box on that ball off the wall. Last night he had a play where he was a little slow getting out of it. Do you have to talk to him about any of that?
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk to him about it. Tonight, obviously, someone gets a hold of one and knows when he gets it is one, you know, and he thought he had it, you know, but with the wind and all that, and in this ballpark or you know anywhere, but in particular in this one with that wall right there, you got to get out of the box. So we'll discuss that.
All right. So the manager says we'll discuss. So
try to do the best he could.
Let's hear from Juan on the whole situation.
Last couple of nights, you've had
couple of plays where you were slow getting out of the box. Is that something you have to be more aware of?
No. I think being hustling is very hard. If you see it today, you can tell.
All right. He said no. So the manager says we're going to talk about it, and the player says, nah, we're good here. So that's its own thing. And then how about this on top of it? Michael Kay, talk show host up in New York, said this on his show yesterday. Michael Kay, by the way, is the Yankees play-by-play announcer on the YES Network. Quote, people in the know say that Juan Soto wanted to be a Yankee. He chose the Yankees, but his family wanted him to be a Met, so he chose the Mets.
Yeah, well, you can't do what your family wants you to do. I mean, because they're going to they're benefiting either way.
Yeah, of course.
They're benefiting either way. So if you are that type of guy that let your family influence you to the point that you're unhappy, then you get what you deserve. I mean, that's how I look at it.
This might be, you know, we always kind of like laugh at the Mets, LOL Mets. This might, if this is all true, and, you know, I would still think he's going to hit a lot the next 15 years. It's what he does. But if he really doesn't want to be there and he just chose the team because his family wanted, is this not the ultimate Mets thing? The best player they've ever signed actually didn't want to be a Met, and he's going to sulk for 15 years? This would be a wild outcome if it turns out that bad.
Yeah, that would be unfortunate.
Well,
I think it'd be fortunate for the Mets, but I'm just saying it's unfortunate if that's the case. That you got to be unhappy just to make your family happy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, some of this might just be a little bit of an overreaction because he's slumping. Some of it might be real. I don't know what's going on. I do know since the Phillies played the Mets in April and the Mets swept them, the Phillies have been far better. Were they at six games when they left Citi Field?
Something like that.
And now they're half up, so they've been really much better for about a month now. And a lot of that is because Juan Soto is not hitting like he's typically supposed to hit and usually does. I just think it would be so funny, Kyle, if their best signing ever doesn't want to be there. It's perfect.
It would be very Mets. I think they were like, what some of the conversation or I think some of the rhetoric that I read was that being there, like the fact that he's still in New York almost makes it worse.
He can't get away from it.
Yeah, because he sees it every day.
Right. He's like, there's the Bronx there, and that's, you know, Yankee. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more just Yankees fans in New York in general than Mets fans. So, I mean, that could be weighing on him too. And I know he had the whole issue with the mic'd up the other day in Yankee Stadium where he was going to.
And then he backed out.
And then he backed out at the last second because he was worried about answering more questions about the Yankees and stuff. It's weird over there.
Mm. Well, it's the Phillies game.
Bad spot to be in.
Yeah, if this is all where it's headed, let's hope it continues. Because if he's happy and healthy, he's obviously going to hit a lot. All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, I never did this before, but I have a piece of mail I want to read on the air to you.
What you got?
Well, I have a question.
I'm not nervous.
No, it's not that big. It's really not that big a deal.
Is it hate mail?
No, it's not hate mail. It's a letter that was written to the three of us, mailed here to the station. But really, it's really to you. But it's addressed to me, so I feel like I have the liberty to read it.
Okay.
It says, "Hello, Hugh, Joe, and Kyle." So obviously, Kyle and I have the liberty to read it too.
Hello.
This is from Dave in Bethlehem, but he enclosed a copy of the October 1st, 1995 New York Jets game day program, which features Hugh. And there's a Q&A on page 104-105, and your rookie team photo is in there. And he was wondering about the last question from the Q&A. You were asked if you could have dinner with any NFL player, former or current, who would it be? And you answered in this thing, either Charles Haley or Lawrence Taylor. And Dave wants to know, did you ever have dinner with either of those guys? And
seriously?
Yeah, and what did you talk about?
I hung out with Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, that kind of counts. How was that?
Dude, when I tell you, Lawrence Taylor is the most fascinating football player that I've ever been around. Mm. His life, his stories. I was like a kid in the candy store. Could you imagine picturing me sitting there with my hands on my chin, with my legs kicked up, listening to what he has to say? Like, I'm gonna tell. Like, I forgot what we were doing, but we were there for an audition. It was an open audition.
This is acting.
This was an acting, and we were in L.A., right? So, you know, I get there early. It was me, Lawrence Taylor, and somebody else. I can't remember who the other person was, but it was Lawrence. And I just remember just being, you know, fawning over Lawrence because, you know, he is the guy that every defensive player wanted to be, defensive end, pass rusher.
Sure,
I just say
course,
pass rusher.
Of course.
So Lawrence comes late, right? And, you know, they had this nice breakfast spread out. Then, you know, they have like juice. They have all the breakfast stuff.
Yeah.
So Lawrence walks in. It's like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. And Lawrence says, and you could tell like he has on clothes. Like you could tell he hasn't freshened up because you could tell he's been out. He's been out. So he says, the lady there, she's like, excuse me, miss. Do you have anything else to drink, like alcohol? And I was like, wow. I was like, wow. But, you know, it was just funny. It was just like, wow. And he was like, yeah. She was like, no. He said, could you think you could probably get me something, you know, like something to drink? And she was like, well, I'll see what I could do, whatever. So, you know, we're sitting there. And I remember him sitting there. And I forgot how the conversation started. But I started asking about, you know, his career. And I remember him telling me a story about how he had stayed out all night and he rode past Giant Stadium and saw that a game was being played.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had been out drinking, doing whatever Lawrence does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying
to clean it up.
I'll clean it up. Because, you know, it's a private conversation. I'm trying to clean up. So, yeah. So he says he's riding past the stadium, right? He sees, like, oh, we had a game today. So he goes in and gets an IV. And he's telling a story about how Bill is mad and all this other stuff. But he's like, oh, Bill, you know, chill out, whatever. He said he's going to the game. Now, mind you, he's been out all night. He don't know that a game is being played. He goes in that game after he gets an IV and has 4 sacks. And I'm like, and what made it so fascinating, because he has a bunch of those stories. Like LT to this day has a bunch of stories that he could tell like that. And the most fascinating thing about all of that is that even when he was doing all that partying that he was doing, he still had the ability to go out in a game and just dominate whenever he felt the need to dominate.
It's almost like a mythical character, man, more than a real person.
He was larger than life, man. And even to this day, like when he told, who was it he told, you can't get my number, go and make your own?
Oh, the kid they just drafted.
Abdul Carter. Abdul Carter. Go get you. Like, that's 56. Nobody else should wear that number. And when you hear other people talk about him, man, and I know he's a giant and all other stuff, I'm not even talking about that. It's just him as a player and the way he was able to take over a game. That's banana. It was bananas.
Was it any given Sunday you guys were trying to?
I forgot what it was, Joe.
Because I remember when he was in that. There was a few exploits. Jim Brown was in that.
You know what? I remember, I think when I first got here, because T.O. was in it. And I remember my agent told me not to do it because they were looking for football players.
Yeah, they had real
like,
players.
He was like, "Yeah, don't do it." He was like, "Don't do it," and I didn't. I didn't. You know, go for that part. It was something else. But LT was there, and it was like just being around him, man. He's a mythical player. He's a mythical dude, man, for real.
I'm going to give you this because this is the program you were in. Also, there's some our listener Dave. Also, he gave you stuff on here for some cheap video games you can get.
Uh-huh.
But I just want to read this part of the Q&A out loud one more. Kyle, tell me if you hear this the same as I do. It sounds like Hugh throwing his teammates under the bus with the Jets.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
One of the questions was, how do you think your talents can help this team become a playoff contender? And you responded, I hope as soon as possible, but you can't do it by yourself.
Uh-oh. That's pretty Joel Embiid-ish.
No, listen. Let me tell you. Like, and
that's
and,
your nice way of saying my teammates stink.
Bruh. Y'all, and see, I can say this now because probably in the moment it did sound a little arrogant or it might be a little Joel Embiid-ish, but was I lying?
No, you play with some bad players.
was I lying?
I was looking at that roster in there. That team stunk out loud.
You saw the roster? Was I lying?
Those guys couldn't play.
No, it was.
And Kotite is the coach? Surprised you won a game.
I would never forget when we were coming from a game and we had just got the brakes beat off of us. And I remember coming to Coach Kotite and saying, man, I don't like to lose. Because that was the first time, you know, losing consistently like that. I didn't lose in college. Even though I went to a small school, didn't lose in college. And I remember telling him, man, I can't. This is not what I'm trying to do. Like, to that certain extent, I'm like, man, we got to do better, whatever. And he looked at me and he's like, it'll be all right. It wasn't all right, Joe.
He
got a joke. Not only was it not all right, it got way worse.
You guys won four total games your first 2 years combined.
See this, because
it was three and then one, right?
Yeah, three, they got worse.
So, yeah.
Are there some coaches up in here? Because, man, yeah, this was crazy.
Well, I did see the co-type bio. Yeah, he's terrible.
Charles Wilson, Matt Willick. Matt Willick was all right. Me and Matt got to fighting in practice one day. Roger Duffy, Cal Dixon. Carlton Hasselrig. I remember Carlton Hasselrig. Carlton Hasselrig was a hell of a wrestler. He was a Steeler first.
What about a football player?
He was a hell of a football player, yeah. But he had some demons he was fighting. He was fighting demons. So that was that. And Wayne Corbett, Boomer was the coach. Boomer was the quarterback. Brad Baxter. I remember Brad Baxter played at Alabama. Yeah. Terrible, terrible teammate. Aaron Glenn was a good player.
Well, now he's their head coach.
Yeah, Aaron was good.
You got up to Jets mini camp yet to get your free sweatshirts?
Not yet, but I'm working on that. Yeah. I got to figure out.
Let's hope they don't hear this segment.
Man, listen. Oh, they know that. They know I have some terrible teammates, man. I mean, hell, I tell them that if I see them. You know me well enough to know. Ain't no filter over here, dog. I'm going to go ahead and say what I got to say. No, yeah, who else was there? I don't even remember Ron Carpenter. I remember Ty Scott. Ty was a good dude. Otis. I played with Wilbur Marshall, old ass. Remember Wilbur Marshall?
Yes.
Boy, I played with some bad.
You know, as you read this off, I'm not shocked you guys won four games in two seasons.
Mo was a baller, though. Mo Lewis was a baller.
Yeah, the offense seemed like a problem, though.
Yeah. The offense was definitely a problem.
All right, let's check in one more time with our Twitter polls here. And, of course, this hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Hugh, you're free to read as many Jets teammates as you want from 1995. I'm just going to check in with the polls here.
You know what's funny, Joe? Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I was with my son, right, Harper. And I it's fascinating how he could care less about what I used to do, or he just doesn't care. I just think it's funny, man, because I showed him one of my rookie cards yesterday.
What'd he say?
He was like, "And?" He was like, "Is that?" He said, "I say, Harper, who is this?" He was like, "You," and he was like, he looked at it. He said, "Here, you can have it back now."
Have you ever shown him a video of you making a play?
He does not care. His friends.
Wait,
like,
hasn't seen the Sean King sack.
No.
He'll care.
Can I tell you? His buddies that play baseball with him, their dads told them who I was. So now when I, you know, because I go to his practices and whatnot, and I carry his bag, I'm kind of like his own little chauffeur.
Yeah.
So I put his bag.
I'm the equipment
dude. Yeah. I take the hat out. I take the bag out. I tie his shoes. I hang the bat up. And his friend's like, "Hey, Mr. Douglas." And I'm like, "Oh, so Pops must have told him who I was." And Harper looks like, "Why are they speaking to you?" Like, it's just.
You washed, old man.
It's just funny. And I'm like, "Harper, I used to play football." He's like, "Nah." At first he was like, "Nah, that ain't you." So now when he sees the picture, it's to him, it's not a big deal.
I think that's so funny that his first glance was like, "Nah, that couldn't have been you."
It's like, he is so, whatever.
Well, maybe he hasn't heard this cut, because this will make him a fan.
King drops the throw. His hit just as he let the ball go, or did he let it go? This might be the Eagles' ball. I think it is.
I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
You know what it is,
George Heckman is number 78. He's pointing the other way.
This why it gives you perspective.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Harper's like Joe DeCameron. It's like, it's not a big deal. Yeah. That's what it is.
Lowercase G.
He doesn't care. He does not care. You know, we go to the games and, you know, people speak or whatever. Mm. He's like, why are you speaking to that guy?
So DeCameron's basically just a six-year-old.
Basically, him and Harper feel about the same way about me. Oh, he's not that big a deal.
Yeah, today was the first time we saw Joe since he crushed Hugh's legacy on the air last Friday.
And he looked at me like, what?
He was laughing it up in the studio this morning.
Oh, he didn't back down.
No.
He didn't. Good he didn't him. Back down. Good. And what can I do at that point?
Yeah, I still think he's trying to avoid that it was because he lost.
No, he lost.
Yeah.
He lost.
Did you hear him this morning challenging the question?
Yes.
You hear that, Kyle?
I did hear that.
He challenged the question because James misspoke on one of the questions. It didn't change the spirit of the question.
When does he not challenge a question when he loses?
Well, that's the problem here.
Hey, I just want to point out real quick. I won. Coach Sirianni did act brand new.
Totally brand new. This is testing me as a born again Sirianni guy.
This is what happens when you give people money. Yeah, you should have never gave him no money.
An hour late, he might be the second highest paid coach.
He's not coming to
the
podium during our show.
I'm trying to tell you.
You guys might be right.
He got paid.
He might be the second highest paid coach.
You don't be that late if you ain't got that bread. Mm. You don't care about nothing now.
I know
you got that bread.
I'm not that late ever. I don't have that kind of bread. All right, can we check in with you people, see what they're saying today?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Sorry to say, Joe, you lost the poll on who won.
I always lose
Julio.
The poll.
Yeah.
that's personal.
Somebody did add that Philadelphia lost.
Mm. I disagree. Yeah. I think the city won.
You also got to shut up, Joe.
For the painter take or just in general?
Just, I guess, in general.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a daily thing.
So rude. Yeah.
It's so rude. It's also just not how this works.
Yeah, I can't shut up. Mm-mm. I mean, that's like literally I'm contracted to not shut up for 4 hours.
Yep. Somebody very adamantly wants you to address the shirt you wore yesterday. Were you wearing something with the Rockies logo on it?
So someone said that to me when I walked out of here. I was wearing Council Rock because that's where the area I live in.
Gotcha.
And it's
looks like the CR.
The logo is almost exactly
it's
like the CR.
Fran Rojas move.
But it's
Francisco Beeman doing stuff like that.
He wore the Diamondbacks jersey in the 23 NLCS.
But it wasn't a Rocky sweatshirt. It was a Council Rock basketball sweatshirt.
This guy noticed it and was not happy.
Council Rock basketball. I'm just supporting the local team. That's all.
That's all. Mm.
New addition in next year's bracket. Riverdance Douglas.
I hate you people.
That photo of you that we found, too, is a great photo.
Yeah. Yep. Was that frosty on Hugh's beard, or is that just the usual color?
Where's that? The bright, what are you talking about? The white?
I guess when you were doing mukbang
on air.
It probably was. No, I tried not to get the frosty the beer.
Yeah, I think we need less mukbang on the air.
I agree.
Well, it was an advertisement for the Wendy's. Shout out to Wendy's. They gave us some food.
Yeah, but does Wendy's want mukbang? Or they just want us to talk about the food, not to chew it?
Yeah, you're probably right.
We get enough of that on these airwaves. I had to look this one up because I guess it's a newer one. But somebody said you, Joe, look like Christian Bale in Thor: Love and Thunder.
I've never Christian seen Bale, it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I forgot the character's name.
Look this one up.
But it's no. That's
I
not.
Thought it was. Look, I mean, I could see it. I still
no, think because he's bald.
I still think Powder's the best one.
And he's bald. He's
Powder bald. Works well.
But you know, in Love and Thunder, the Christian Bale character did kind of look like Powder.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'll take a Christian Bale comp once in a while.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Especially not that he's about to be Al Davis, right? He's about to be Al Davis.
I am excited to watch that.
I am because he's a hell of an actor. Have you ever seen him in The Machinist?
Yeah,
I have. I was going to say, you don't want to be compared to him in The Machinist because he's like sickly looking.
Yeah, he's emaciated in that. Like, the way that he takes on a role is
actually
phenomenal.
He slimmed down for it to that level.
He's a great
method actor. He starved himself. He starved himself.
Yep.
He's awesome. So I've never seen that, but now I'm looking up these pictures of Christian Bale here as in this Thor thing. I see it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, it's, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
I'll say. Joe is wrong. Turner is the best hitter on the team, and you wanted to trade him.
Turner's not the best
hitter
on the team.
He's not. I agree.
Let's stop him. Singles.
The Eagles should hold a press conference on how bad Hughes' clues are.
I would love that.
That's like, whoever did that, I give you props for that. That was pretty good.
I want a Big Don press conference on your clues.
You might not like this one. Uh-oh. Hughes' clue is so bad, ESPN should fire him again.
That's a good one. I don't mind those. That's creative. Fire me again. Badass.
Fire you back to fire your ass.
I might steal that one again next time we're in a disagreement. You know what? This is so stupid. ESPN should fire you again. I like that.
Fired.
That's a really good one.
Fired.
Get in here in your suit and get fired again.
If I get fired again, I'm not wearing no suit. They can kiss my ass. I'm not doing that. I'm not wasting that dry cleaning.
Well, you got it dry cleaned?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, you gotta have it pressed. Cause I knew that was probably my last ride, so I was trying to do everything I could to let them know I really didn't want to leave.
Yeah, it was over though.
It was a wrap. They already had. You know what? The sad part about it, the letter was already printed out.
The manila folder and everything.
It was already. They already had it out there. I was like, well, hell, you should have just mailed this to me.
Yeah, if that's the outcome, why make you?
But why make me come to work?
Yeah. I guess they wanted to give you the courtesy
What it was, they wanted their key card back. They wanted the key card.
They thought you might sneak back in.
Yeah. They thought I was coming back.
You did not go back.
I'm not coming back. I ain't going back.
And not going back to back. We've established that.
Not going back to back.
All right. We got the afternoon show coming up next. Nick Sirianni.
Maybe.
Totally brand new. I mean, completely brand new.
Maybe Sirianni. Nick Sirianni.
I got this money. Y'all can wait.
Now,
hurry up and wait.
I want to take Sirianni off the hook a little bit here. This may have been more Elliott's fault because he had the assumption that that Sirianni was going to go first in these pressers today, and we were going to bring that to you. And it turned out that Nick Sirianni did not go first. In fact, an hour has gone by without Nick Sirianni getting to the podium. By the way, stay tuned as always for the afternoon show, but I'm not even going anywhere. Well, I'm going to go somewhere for the first segment, but I'm coming back in at 2:30. Ike Reese and I are going to debate if the Sixers should trade Joel Embiid if they should find a suitor. I don't think you need to be told what side of the argument I'm going to be on here. So Ike and I are going to debate. I haven't debated Ike in a long time.
That's what time is that?
2:30.
Okay.
2:30. So this is my second debate today. Would this be considered back-to-back?
Back-to-back. Yeah, this will be a back-to-back, Joe.
A little Ike in there.
Don't peter out.
No, I'm good. 2:30, like, I might.
It's playing worse.
3 o'clock, I might peter out. All right. That is more than enough for us. All right, Hugh, you guaranteed a sweep yesterday of the Rockies. Do you still feel as strongly about it?
I do.
Another win tonight?
I'll get my music.
Yes!
I kind of like this music now.
Give me a score for today. You know what? Before we go.
See, I can't do that.
Hold on. It's Dinger Tuesday. Who should we bet on?
Schwarble.
Again?
Yeah.
Taking the home run lead back from Ohtani?
Yes! Schwarble.
Schwarble at Coors?
Yes!
Anybody else?
Harper. The better hitter.
Ooh. I'm thinking Stott's going deep, too.
So you didn't read this one part. Joe, Hugh likes to study a variety of topics, and Joe is the adventurous for travel.
Yeah, I wasn't going to read the whole letter.
But I like that, because that's the truth,
bring it home
Joe.
With you.
Yeah, no, it is. Maybe, you know what? Send us letters. We'll read them live on the air when Nick Sirianni has a show up for his press conference. All right, afternoon show next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.